The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Morning Extra Tug, Rhino, Front Office Los, and Flounder. We appreciate you being up with us this morning talking about the things that matter, and there's so much going on in the state of Georgia. We welcome Georgia's Attorney General, Chris Carr, to the show. Chris, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Good morning, my friends. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. Let's jump right into the things that are happening in the state of Georgia. I saw where you told the media to stop referring to rioters as protesters, peaceful protesters. And that's not what happens. Rioters set cars on fire and police cars on fire. And then on top of that, you've seen this up close and personal. You were on site when the state trooper was shot. You have seen these people are not peaceful protesters.
They're not. It's infuriating to me. Again, this has gone on long enough, guys. Let's remember, we're trying to build a police training center that will not only ensure that police officers are safer, but safer police officers, better trained police officers, lead to a safer community. This is what the conversation's been nationally for the last couple of years, is we need better training and technology and resources. That's what we're doing. And here you got a group, largely, I would point out, from around the country, from Maine and Oregon and Tennessee and Pennsylvania and elsewhere, that have come in with an agenda that's contrary to that. And guys, this is just defund the police 2.0, plain and simple. That's all this is. And again, these folks are going to find out, you know, quickly, we're not Oregon, we're not Washington, we're not California. You cannot come to our state, break our laws, destroy property, shoot police officers, and not be held accountable. And that's why we're charging these individuals appropriately with domestic terrorism and other charges.
Attorney General Chris Carr joining us here. And Attorney General, listen, this has been ongoing. And I brought this up when Keisha Lance Bottoms talked about Garrett Rolfe and what happened with Rashard Brooks, that these people were coming from Oregon. They were coming from Seattle. They were setting up in the forest. We talked about Antonio Brown when he was running for mayor. This is Antifa. And I know that Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to pass what this is, but they keep telling us there is no Antifa. But can you tell us, is this an Antifa or a part of Atlanta? Antifa?
Well, I want to tell you, it's a well-funded national network. So I don't want to get into labels right at this point, but I do know this. It's a well-funded national network. We know it. And again, look, our office has been, we're working with the GBI. We're working with State Patrol, Department of Natural Resources, Atlanta Police, DeKalb Police, and we're going to be prosecuting. We're taking leads on a prosecution, working with the DeKalb DA's office. We've also worked with federal partners as well. We've been working this. Our office has been working this case for almost a year. So I feel like we're in a very good place to be able to work with our law enforcement officers on this. But again, it's a well-funded national network. Just look at the individuals who are being arrested. Look at where they're from. To see folks coming in from out of state doing what they are doing, it's absolutely unacceptable, and it will not be tolerated.
Attorney General Chris Carr is our guest on the Morning Extra, and let me follow up just with that idea of the funding, because part of what I believed happened in 2020 is these people rolled into town because, by all reports, when you had some of the rioting, some of the issues that were going on in downtown Atlanta, people were asking where to go. They had no idea how to navigate the downtown area. I'm getting the impression that while still funded, this show that they had out there didn't look as big as what they were able to do in 2020. I think some of that funding might be at least getting a little bit smaller. What is your impressions of that?
Well, I don't want to get into the specifics. Obviously, the investigation is going on, and we've got to be able to prosecute, do this the proper way in a court of law. But I will say, again, we know it's a well-funded national network. I want to commend, though, guys, I want to commend the Atlanta Police Department and state law enforcement that came in Saturday night and contained the situation. Again, we had 6 individuals arrested. Let me point this out. One of the individuals who was arrested Saturday night had been arrested in December for domestic terrorism. It was in DeKalb County Court. The judge wanted to grant bond. We fought bond. He granted bond anyway. And the individual was arrested again Saturday night. That's the kind of thing that is incredibly frustrating to law enforcement and to prosecutors. When you go out and do the job and you arrest individuals that are breaking laws, and again, it was that he was charged with domestic terrorism and back out on the street to be arrested last Saturday night. That's also part of the conversation that we've been hearing as far as cashless bail and bond and the role, again, that the entire criminal justice system plays. And again, it's very frustrating when you see things like that happen. But again, we're going to continue. We got to focus on this job. We got to focus on the role that we have to play, do it legally, ethically, and honestly. And I want to make sure that we do that.
Chris Carr is Georgia's attorney general, and he's doing such a great job with this whole nonsense that's happening in downtown Atlanta and taking care of it. I want to ask you, Mr. Carr, what can Georgia do to disrupt the national network that you're talking about? How can you attack that so they lose that funding?
Doing what we're doing right now. Because, guys, today, maybe it's about a police training center. But the playbook the folks are trying to run here has to do with that. But tomorrow, it could be an economic development project. It could be camping out at an individual's home that they disagree with. And today it's Georgia, but we've seen it around the country. They can deploy this around anywhere else in the United States. It has to stop here, and it's going to stop here. We're going to do what we need to do to enforce the law. But again, that's what Georgia can do right now, is handle the situation that we have. Again, it's a training center for police officers. How in the world, guys, is this politically challenging? Why did it come up in the mayor's race and become so politically charged? Again, this is a win-win. It's defund the police 2.0. That's what this is.
Yeah, they use lies when they say it's not violent. Let's remember that a police officer was shot. Violence, you were there. Violence already occurred. Saturday night may have been a little bit different. Moving forward, these individuals were charged with domestic terrorist charges. We're really one of the only states that have really attacked them on that front. That also part of defunding the rest of this unit or wherever they're getting their money from. Do the domestic charges help? And do you expect to get those charges, and where can we see or what will we see happen to them? How long would they spend in jail at that point?
Well, I want to commend the legislature for giving our office the authority to prosecute for domestic terrorism. So that's why we have this joint authority. And again, working hand in hand with the DeKalb DA's office on this, on the prosecution of it, but proud that we could take the lead because the legislature gave us this jurisdiction. It's an enhanced penalty. It's a longer penalty. And again, I think that it sends the message that you can't come and do this. And, guys, I really mean what I'm about to say. I will defend anyone's right to peacefully protest. That is a fundamental First Amendment right, being an American, to be able to challenge and criticize your government, standing on the courthouse steps and disagreeing and having public debate. I'll defend it, even when what's said I disagree with, but I'll defend the right of anyone to do it. But there is a very bright line, easy to distinguish between peaceful protesters that use words and rioters that use violence. The minute you start throwing a rock through a Wells Fargo, through a building, the minute you set a police car on fire or shoot a law enforcement officer or an innocent civilian, that's no longer peaceful protest. You're not using words anymore. You're engaging in acts of violence. Georgia has seen fit through its legislature to put in place a regime that allows us to prosecute people for domestic terrorism. I'm confident in our team's ability to do this, and that's exactly what we're going to be able to do. That's what we're going to do.
Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr is our guest on the Morning Extra, and you refer to this as defund the police 2.0, and I will tell you that I've even taken this a step further because I really monitor on social media what these people were saying to each other leading up to getting together in downtown Atlanta. And when you go through so many of their profiles, it's not just defund the police. It's an elimination of the police. It's about getting rid of pillars of society. Those are the kind of people that I look at as being very cancerous, and the longer we can put them away, the better.
Well, and I saw somewhere that somebody had listed, and I can't remember where I saw it, but somewhere on social media, where it literally is, though, eliminate the Atlanta Police Department. But again, the conversation was, we got to have better trained officers. Well, here, the city of Atlanta, the business community, have come together to support the community and law enforcement, did exactly what the national conversation was about. And all of a sudden now it's like, well, we didn't really mean it. And in fact, not only did we not mean it, we think you need to do away with the Atlanta Police Department. You need to take their funding away. Again, this is that's all this is. So to your point, it's defund the police 1.0 and 2.0. Now we're engaging in literally acts of taking over the property so that we can't begin construction. And again, this is what worries me. Today at that training center, what economic development project is tomorrow? What individual's private home is the next day? It's got to stop, and it's going on long enough.
Chris Carr is the Attorney General here in the state of Georgia, and he's joining us on the Morning Extra. Tug Rhino, Front Office Lowe's and Flounder. Chris, do you think Georgians understand how important the work that your office is doing right now? Because I'll be honest, in my circle of friends and my network, they do not understand it.
And we got to just keep talking about it. And when you guys bring me on and when you talk about it and when folks talk about it on social media, I appreciate it. And again, it's our simple job in our office. It's, you know, to defend the Constitution of the United States, defend the constitutional laws of the state of Georgia, and represent the interests of the people of our state. And one of the things we've moved into, we've talked plenty of times about our human trafficking unit and our gang unit and what we've done to support public safety. Because, again, that's in the Georgia Constitution. Article 1, Paragraph 1, Section 1 says it's the paramount duty of government to protect person and property. We've talked about this many, many times. That is not a partisan issue. That's just a fundamental human issue. It's a legal issue. It's what we are trying to do. And you got to be able to partner with federal, state, and local law enforcement, whether it's consumer protection we're dealing with or computer crimes, cyber crimes, or now what we are doing as it relates to the training center. We're going to continue. It's a communications world. We got to continue to get the word out. But I appreciate when you guys have me on so we can talk about this.
Attorney General Chris Carr joining us here on the Morning Extra. I'm going to play devil's advocate for a little bit because they're talking about body cameras and that there were no body cameras for the shooting. Is this something that needs to change? And what is the answer to why there weren't body cameras? Is it just because there were different units out there? But I think a lot of people want to know why there isn't transparency because they will use this.
Yeah, and look, that's a conversation that others need to have, and my job is to prosecute the commission of crimes. What somebody else's policy decision is going to be is, I support our folks. I think we've got incredibly professional State Patrol, Department of Public Safety, GBI. I'm going to focus on prosecuting this case and making sure that we do the job, as I said before, legally, ethically, and honestly. And I am confident that our team is going to do that. And again, at the end of the day, I'll let the public debate be where it is. I'm going to be singularly focused on ensuring these individuals are held accountable for the crimes they committed.
Attorney General, one of the other things that we're working on, and two Democrats here, a senator and a House representative, have introduced new bills to fight the heartbeat bill. Can you tell us where we stand on getting this done? And once the court hears it, do we need new legislation, or do you think what we've put in place with the 2019 bill is good enough?
Well, and I saw that. I read that. In fact, the senator is my state senator, as it turns out. We're in the Supreme Court. We got oral argument that will be coming up here in March, I believe. I can't remember the exact date, but it's coming up. But look, again, I'm proud of our office's role in defending the Life Act. I believe in the dignity, the value, and the worth of every human being. I believe that all life deserves to be protected, whether it's the living or the unborn. And so we're proud to, again, be defending this law in court. I'm going to defer to I try to stay in my lane, what the legislature does. But I've heard others say, I think we're, that most folks are comfortable where the Life Act is. I certainly would not encourage anybody to do anything while this is going through the process in the Supreme Court, and I don't think the legislature will. But folks can introduce bills. That's what the Democratic House and Senate member did yesterday, but we're going to continue to defend it in the Supreme Court.
I love what you said. You support life, and I'll be honest, I've always been even a death penalty guy, and I'm not asking you about that necessarily. I'm just saying, even now, because I'm so pro-life, like, I even struggle with that debate, too, which is another conversation for another day. But I'll tell you, Front Office Lowe's here on the Morning Extra, he's wearing a toboggan this morning. It says, 2022 National Champions back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
How excited were you when they did that?
I've been saying 65-7 over and over, guys, because it just doesn't seem real. I was joking around, and this is a joke, so anybody who's listening, I said I was going to change all my PIN numbers is 6527. That's not really what I did, but I'm telling you, it was exciting and it was great for the dogs.
Yeah, it has been great, and I know they're going through a lot right now, and hopefully the team will go. But this is a team that's built to win many, many more, isn't it?
It sure does. It seems like it. It's you just got to look at what we've done and look at what the schedule is next year and look at the recruiting that's taking place. And it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable.
I'm actually already circling on the calendar. I'm like, all right, I'll be at Knoxville. I'll buy those tickets. I will make sure I'm there. And then I'll be looking forward to being back in Atlanta for an SEC East Championship game.
That's right. Well, I want to commend Mike White. The basketball team's doing pretty
well. Yeah, they got a little something going over there, too.
They do. I got to commend them. We got baseball season coming around the corner. And
yes, sir.
I think Von Grissom can do it. But, you know, anytime spring training is within a month away, I'm fired up.
Buddy, I got to tell you, you're a man after my own heart.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you this because I saw this story and I thought it was amazing with this RICO trial going on. Have you ever seen one defendant give another defendant drugs in the middle of court?
What?
Again, just reading what I've read, I was just as surprised as you guys.
What a mess. What an absolute mess.
I have no inside scoop. I got nothing. I just read it in the paper, too. I was stunned.
We'll leave it there. Attorney General Chris Carr here on the Morning Extra. We appreciate you. Go Braves, go Dogs, sir.
Thank you, guys. See you.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.